Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this. They are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking. Without the intelligence community, we wouldn't have discovered it.
See, it's times like this that I have to revert to my comedic sense of reality. You have to be comedic in the political arena or you'll go insane from this. This is playing out like a bad Jewish theater comedy from Charlie Chaplin's time. Let's see. They've painted the picture. You've got the villainous president with a long, long black mustache. You've got the honest media. All have halos. They're all so honest. You have the good cop, Comey, being attacked by the evil president. And then you have in the background of this Yiddish comedy an evil foreign power manipulating America from afar. The whole thing is absurd from the top to the bottom. Now, I'm not going to sit here as an apologist for Trump, but I'm not going to sit here and suddenly jump into the anti-Trump fire and suddenly say, you see, he's terrible, this and that. You got to be insane to do that. Now, before I tell you anything else, I am going to use today's program for one reason only, and that's to save our agenda and the presidency. Because what's at stake here is far more than just the presidency. Those of us who worked so hard and voted for Donald Trump didn't vote for him. We voted for the agenda of borders, language, and culture. And unless we put our minds together and we come up today on my show with a cogent plan to save the presidency, we're liable to lose this agenda forever. He will not be able to get any of his agenda items through Congress unless we defeat the enemies. You can say goodbye to the wall. You can say goodbye to lowering taxes. You can say goodbye to increased jobs. They will destroy everything. You can say goodbye to everything we voted for unless we can put our heads together and figure out what must be done by the Trump administration, by the way, to save the agenda and the presidency. So today, ladies and gentlemen of the Great Savage Nation, I'm going to ask you, this audience, the smartest audience in the radio business, the smartest by far, what would you recommend be done today to save our agenda? I have some of my own ideas, and here are some of them. For one, Comey is not the Eagle Scout that he has acted out in being. There are many, many failures surrounding his tenure as FBI director. He should have been fired for incompetence a long time ago. That's number one. And I will show you today much of the incompetence that occurred under Comey's watch. Did you know that many of the terrorist attacks that occurred during the Obama years could have been stopped had the FBI acted upon information they had sitting on their desks? But there is a bigger issue, and that is, and this is a very important one, pay close attention to this, who is Comey colluding with against Donald Trump? We keep hearing that Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians. There's no evidence to that effect. That's the left-wing talking points. Now, the whole issue really is, who amongst the Democrats was Comey colluding with, if any? Is there any evidence he was colluding with Schumer or the madwoman Maxine Waters or Dianne Feinstein? That's a joke unto itself. The Queen of Diamonds here in San Francisco calling for a special prosecutor to look into Trump and Russia. How about a special prosecutor to look into the fortune she's made while being on the Senate Intelligence Committee? Where's that special investigation, Diane? Now, of course, this whole issue of firing Comey so abruptly has triggered the left in a way they never expected. It was red meat for the left-wing lions. Write it down. This was not smart. It was done too abruptly without any planning. And by firing him indirectly, with Comey not even knowing he was fired, learning about it on television, what he did was add insult to injury, which means this firing was done for a very personal reason. There was something personal going on between Comey and Trump. And this looks more and more like a street fight in Queens rather than a smart diplomatic political move. But putting aside my political instincts, since I come from Queens, we have to ask ourselves about Comey's possible collusion with the Democrats, Schumer, Waters, and others. That wing of the Democrat Party that is so desperate to force the left-wing agenda down our throats. So today we're going to talk about, was there any collusion between Comey and the Democrats, such as Schumer? Or, frankly, what evidence is there that Trump had any dealings with Russia that were illegal? Answer, none. I'm going to ask my audience something else. What would you suggest that the president do right now to move this whole subject somewhere else? Kissinger is back in the Oval Office. That's an interesting one. I frankly don't know what to make of that. I'm not a fan of Henry Kissinger. He's the Metternich of our time, as it has been said, and a very brilliant, let us say, chess player. But I don't know which side he's really on. Do you? Does anyone know which side Kissinger is really on and whether Trump should even trust him? I'm not sure of that. Now, here's another one that no one's talked about so far as I know. I don't see it in any of their media reports. It's very obvious to me, though. There's only one major media player supporting Trump. Only one major media player supporting Donald Trump. And who is that? Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch owns the owns the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal. Now, why is Murdoch so supportive of Trump all of a sudden and attacking Comey? Answer, Comey was going after Murdoch's News Corporation. I know you may have just missed that, but I miss nothing. I may be alone out here in San Francisco, but I see things that others don't because I don't talk to anybody else except one or two friends in the media by telephone. So that's an important one. And again, I open it up to you, the audience of the Savage Nation. If you care to join the conversation, saving our agenda and the presidency, what would you recommend be done to save our borders, language, and culture? Remember, this is bigger than Trump. This is about everything we've worked for our entire political lives. Never forget what's at stake. If you want the Marxist agenda to sweep you over, if you want total corruption again, go ahead and join the anti-Trumpers and buy their big lie. Incidentally, today at 50 minutes after the hour, we have Rand Paul on. Rand Paul is on the show, and he's going to discuss a number of things on the program, such as the Comey firing, whether he knows of anything that has any merit in the collusion argument, and, of course, the fact that Rand Paul discovered that the Obama administration was surveying him. How about a special prosecutor to investigate the surveillance crimes of the Obama administration and the collusion with Senate Intelligence Committee members against Republicans? Wouldn't that be fair? Wouldn't turnabout be fair? I want to now turn to something else, which is something that was written by someone entitled Investigating the FBI. And in this document written by someone entitled Investigating the FBI, it was written as late as January, Obama and his allies were also still fighting the election itself. They released news of a new investigation of the FBI for having told us what Hillary Clinton was actually doing. The fanatics in the media supported him. Right up to January 20th, it is written, they seem to honestly believe they could undo the election and put Hillary in the White House instead of Donald Trump. And then this document contains the following. It says, are you ready? In the Russian hacking story, it's a foreign government that influenced the election. And then it's written, I don't know what Comey's motivations were. He may have been pro-Trump or anti-Clinton, or he may have just felt compelled to tell the truth, which would have the same results as being pro-Trump or anti-Clinton. At some point, he'll either be quietly cleared or very publicly thrown under the bus. How do you like that? How do you like that line? At some point, Comey will either be quietly cleared, it was written, or very publicly thrown under the bus. It doesn't really matter, it is written, because either way, the seed of doubt regarding Trump's legitimacy has been planted. That's the only reason for announcing the investigation or continuing to publicize it. The document I am referring to is the number one best-selling book on the New York Times, ignored by everybody in the media, except you, the listener, is entitled Trump's War is Battle for America, written by yours truly. I said at that time, being a far-seeing writer and thinker, that Comey will at some point either be quietly cleared or very publicly thrown under the bus. So that is the opening to the show. I have some emails from friends that I emailed this morning. And here is from a millennial friend who's the smartest person I know, who wrote, he is fine. Comey was hated. Liberals are hypocrites. They hated him. They hated Comey. They wanted him fired. They all wanted him gone. The hypocrite liberals wanted him gone. We have the tape. And now it's okay for them to have gotten rid of Comey, but not Trump. And my friend writes, it doesn't really matter. They cannot impeach Trump, and he will get reelected. And he said, Michael, don't worry. You're too close to it. People really don't give a damn. That's number one. Now let's look at some of the major FBI scandals that you ignored from the Eagle Scout Comey. Did you know about them? Grabian News put them together. They're awesome. 10 major FBI scandals on Comey's watch. I will tell you what they were. And I will ask you again, going back to my opening gambit, what's at stake here is far more than just the presidency. Those of us who worked so hard to elect Donald Trump, we voted for the agenda, not the man necessarily. Our agenda of borders, language, and culture is now being savaged by those who want to give us no borders, no cohesive language, and an erasure of the American culture. And unless we put our minds together and come up with a cogent plan to save the presidency, and believe me, I want to tell you something right now. Every word that I'm saying right now, and the best callers who get on this show, will be in a WorldNet Daily article, which will be all over the world media, on saving our agenda and the presidency. So put on your thinking caps and dial 855-407-282 to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. It is the Savage Nation. Did Russia really hack the election? I mean, that's the whole story here is. The madmen and the madwomen are implying that Russia hacked the election and changed the votes. But I remember the whole story from the beginning. 5 days before the January 11th press conference and just 2 weeks before his inauguration, Donald Trump was presented with an intelligence report claiming Vladimir Putin had directed a cyber attack with the intention of influencing the U.S. election. The report said this, that the cyber attack did not target or compromise any systems involved in vote tallying, but did hack the DNC's email server and did provide the infamous Podesta emails to WikiLeaks. So even if Russia did what the Democrats and the media say they did, not a single vote for Hillary or Trump was added or subtracted. Page 237 of Trump's war. If you think it was just a throwaway book to buy a new Buick, you're mistaken. It was a book that is so pertinent right now that you better read it if you have it. But what major FBI scandals did this incompetent FBI director oversee? One, before he bombed the Boston Marathon, the FBI interviewed Tamarine Tsarnov, but let him go. Thank you, Comey. Russia sent the Obama administration a second warning about Tsarnov. Did you hear that? Russia tried to protect Americans, you schmucks, you. But Comey opted against investigating Tsarnov again. The Russians were our friends. Comey was doing it for what reason? Because Obama probably told him, don't go near him, he's a Muslim. Number two, shortly after the NSA scandal exploded in 2013, the FBI was exposed conducting its own data mining on innocent Americans. The FBI, Bloomberg reported, retains that material for decades. How do you like that? Do you remember the man named Nidal Hassan, the Fort Hood massacre? You forgot about it? You know he's not been executed yet? Do you know how many people he killed? Do you know that the FBI had possession of emails sent by Colonel Nidal Hassan saying he wanted to kill his fellow soldiers to protect the Taliban? But the FBI did not intervene. And many people argue that the tragedy that ended in the death of 31 Americans by this piece of garbage Nidal Hassan, 31 Americans killed, including a pregnant soldier, at Fort Hood could have been prevented. During the Obama administration, the FBI claimed the two private jets were being used primarily for counterterrorism, when in fact they were mostly being used for Eric Holder and Robert Mueller's business and personal travel. When the FBI demanded that Apple create a backdoor, remember that? That would allow law enforcement agencies to unlock the cell phones of various suspects. Apple refused, and there was a huge battle between the feds and Apple. What's important about this incident is that Comey's management of the agency shows that the FBI may have jumped the gun in demanding the back door, because they were indeed ultimately able to crack the Muslim San Bernardino terrorist's iPhone, and every other major national security figure then sided with Apple, warning that such a crack would inevitably wind up in the wrong hands. Six, in 2015 under Comey, the FBI conducted a raid on a Texas political meeting, fingerprinting, photographing, and seizing phones from attendees. All they were meeting about was restoring Texas as an independent constitutional republic. Seven, again, the FBI's scandals, as put together by Grabian News and elaborated by myself. During its investigation into Hillary Clinton's mishandling of classified material, the Comey FBI made an unusual deal in which Clinton aides were both given immunity and allowed to destroy their laptops. How's that for collusion? How's that for an independent counsel, DiFi? Eight, the father of the radical Islamist who detonated a backpack bomb in New York City in 2016 alerted the FBI to his son's radicalization. But Comey's FBI cleared Ahmad Khan Rahami after a brief interview. Again, a Comey failure. I'll tell you more about Comey's failures, such as the terrorists who killed 49 people and wounded 53 more at the gay nightclub Pulse in Orlando. They were looking at Omar Mateen for 10 straight months, and the FBI failed again. They wouldn't press charges. Who's the failure here?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Mother's Day alert. This weekend, you can still send 100 blooms from Mom Bouquet from Pro Flowers in time for Mother's Day. You're going to knock her out with these bright, colorful flowers. Comes with a free, beautiful glass vase for just $19.99, plus shipping and handling. And if you really want to make a statement, upgrade to a premium vase, include gourmet chocolates for just $10 more. It really is cheap, but I can tell you from first-hand experience, these gorgeous bouquets really make an impact with the important ladies in your life. Choose a delivery date that you want, and Pro Flowers are guaranteed to arrive fresh and beautiful and stay that way for at least 7 days. They do. Or you get your money back. There's still time to get 100 blooms from Mom delivered by Mother's Day. Just click on the mic in the top right corner. Use my code SAVAGE. You'll get these stunning flowers, free glass vase, starting at just $19.99. That's proflowers.com, code SAVAGE, when you click on the mic. Nobody knows flowers like I do, or I wouldn't promote them. Okay? Proflowers.com, code SAVAGE. Order today before you're out of time, and Pro Flowers is out of this bouquet. Now let's go back to the flowery story that we're talking about and how to save our agenda and the presidency. Because I will repeat, the very same Democrats who were screaming for Comey's scalp after the election are now suddenly turning him into the Elliot Ness of our time. And what's at stake here is far more than the presidency. Those of you, those of us who voted for Donald Trump, we didn't necessarily vote for the man, did we? We voted for the agenda, my agenda, your agenda of borders, language, and culture. And so I'm asking you to put your head together, and I want the best calls on how to get out of this mess that the Democrats have created. We're going to lose this agenda. We'll be overrun by the Marxist agenda. A lot is at stake. This beehive has been unleashed. The beehive has been unleashed. And they're flying like mad. They're going to sting everyone around them. What would you recommend? You have any ideas on how to do this? because right now, truthfully, the administration's in trouble. It's not because they did anything wrong. It's because of the appearance that the radical left has created. The mad, mad bees of the left are swarming and stinging. So what would you do to put the bees back in their nest? What would you recommend? I'll tell you what I'd recommend. First of all, stop the tweeting. Number one, stop the impulsive tweeting. It is unnecessary. It's unnecessary. It doesn't help. You can make mistakes when you tweet. We saw all of the early morning tweeting today from the president. And I'm not so sure it did him any good. I think he should calm down. I think he should withdraw from the picture for a while. I think he should let all the president's men stand up there and take the heat. I think he should get out of the spotlight for a while. Here's a little something that has been missed. Remember Edward Snowden, the NSA leaker, who is currently living in exile in Russia? Are you ready for this one? Newsmax, Snowden. Snowden says Comey tried to jail me, but firing him is wrong. Now he says it's wrong, eh? I guess he's trying to appeal to the Democrats to bring him back out of the cold. Edward Snowden says the FBI director has sought for years to jail me on account of my political activities. If I can oppose his firing, so can you. Well, he says then, this smells more and more like Watergate and stuff like that. But the fact of the matter is, Comey should have been fired right after the president was elected. The timing is wrong. There's nothing else wrong with the picture. But I got to go back to one of my main points, the personal issue. The personal issue was how it was done and how the abruptness of the firing looked like it was a very personal thing between Comey and Trump. As I said before, a street fight in Queens rather than a smart diplomatic political move. And I think it was a mistake to do this so publicly and without even telling Comey. But I think this can still be saved. Because it cannot be forgotten that the very same Democrats who are now rallying behind the FBI director who was fired hated him for months. We have the sound. Many blame him for Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's losing the election. Right? So, okay, they wanted both ways, in other words. As the Soviets always ran their governments, so do they. In fact, going back to the crazy James Carville. No one remembers him. He was the man who looked like he was hatched in an alligator's nest. He bizarrely suggested that Comey, House Republicans, and the KGB were in cahoots to elect Trump during an October 31st interview on MSNBC. I should remind you the KGB was disbanded during the collapse of the Soviet Union. A handful of Democratic lawmakers at the time called for the FBI director to resign or be fired. Harry Reid, this is not fake news, said Harry Reid. Intelligence officials are hiding connections to the Russian government. Do we have Harry Reid, Robert? Do we have Harry Reid as a standalone? Here is your friend Harry Reid calling for the firing of Comey back then. Listen.
As you have heard my voice, I am so disappointed in Comey. He has let the country down for partisan purposes, and that's why I called him the new J. Edgar Hoover, because I believe that.
Do you believe that Jim Comey should resign, Senator Reid?
Of course, yes.
Oh, where is he now? Where is Harry Reid now that we need him? And here's another interesting question. Di-Fi, one of the most scandalous senators in American history, is calling for a special investigator of Donald Trump. Why is Nancy Pelosi silent all of a sudden? That's an odd one. And here's another one. Remember Trump and Murdoch embraced on a ship this last weekend? That was a strange one. Because Murdoch was not a big fan of Trump during the election. He was supporting Hillary, so far as I know. But all of a sudden, Murdoch and Trump were together on the Intrepid, shaking hands and hugging. And now, of course, we read the New York Post supporting Trump and attacking Comey. That's odd. Well, why did Murdoch suddenly become such a friend of Trump and an enemy of Comey? Because he's a businessman, and Comey was investigating News Corp. Don't miss that one, all the girls with the shaking shoes will. You shouldn't. But there are other things we have to talk about, and that is your opinion on how to get rid of this made-up scandal? Because there's really no scandal here. Has there been any evidence of collusion between Donald Trump and the Russians? No. It was invented by the Mad Hatter herself. Who? Maxine Mad Dog Waters. Do you know who Maxine Mad Dog Waters actually is? Do you remember who she was? Does anyone remember how corrupt this woman was? Do you remember how this mad dog with Barney Frank were probably responsible for the subprime mortgage crisis when Maxine the Mad Dog was the talking head telling everyone in the world that Fannie Mae was terrific while it was going bankrupt and had to be bailed out? Do you know that the Bush administration pressed for stricter regulation of both Freddie and Fannie 17 times? Did you know that? And Mad Dog Maxine vehemently rejected the call for stricter regulation of Freddie and Fannie. Do you know what Rep. Mad Dog Waters said at the time, the one you think is so wonderful now? She said, "We do not have a crisis at Freddie Mac, and in particular at Fannie Mae, under the outstanding leadership of Mr. Frank Raines," close quote. Both of these were bailed out on September 17, 2008. It cost the taxpayers $187 billion over time, making it the largest bailout in U.S. history. Are you listening to me? If it was not for the Mad Dog Waters, this subprime mortgage crisis could have been averted. So she's now the leader that you're listening to? She's now your hero? Think very carefully who you follow, because you might be following her into a blind. But again, I turn it over to my listeners, the smartest listeners in America. I've seen this over the years. Let's see what Jim on WABC says on how do we save. Is he there? Come on, Jim, line three. Let's go for it. Okay, gone. I love this. I'd like to take a knife and smash it into my left hand. When this happens to me on a show and I have so much energy, I want to cut off a left finger. I want to get the Yakuza handkerchief, tie it around my left finger and cut my left pinky off. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Talking about the major FBI scandals, the incompetence of Comey, and the tempest in a teapot that is being ginned up by the radical left, we have with us one of the great senators of all time and a huge man in many ways, Senator Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky, to join us now on the Savage Nation. Senator Paul, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for having me.
This is a big story, but is there anything you, Senator, know of that has any merit in the Trump-Russia collusion investigation?
You know, I haven't seen any, and I think it's mostly sort of founded upon unhappiness with the election. There's still, you know, many people crying and weeping. The Democrats are gnashing their teeth, and so what they do is they say, what can we possibly do to occupy our time? We have no ideas. We have no way to fix the country. Why don't we find something we can latch on to and complain about? And that's what this Russia thing is. And so they will go on and on trying to prove something for which there's never been any evidence put in play. But really, they're trying to distort the facts, too. I told somebody earlier that the hypocrisy is thick enough to cut with a knife. They were all for getting rid of Comey. They were for getting rid of Comey until we finally got rid of Comey. So it's a little bit crazy.
Well, this whole Russia thing is very interesting to me because even if there was a hacking, even if there was a hacking, we learned way back when that all they may have hacked was the DNC's email server, and provide the infamous Podesta emails to WikiLeaks. There was absolutely no mention that a single vote for Hillary or Trump was added or subtracted. Isn't that true, Senator Paul?
Well, you know, in my state, Trump got close to 75% up in Appalachia, where we've had people out of work because of the war on coal. And the Democrats have devastated a whole region, both on the West Virginia side and on the Kentucky side. Not one of them voted for Donald Trump having anything to do with Russia hacking, or anybody's influence on the election. They voted for him because he promised to get rid of the regulations that were killing their jobs. And so I think really it's an excuse for Democrats. They need an excuse for why they lost.
Mm. Well, let's talk about possible surveillance by the Obama administration, which I know is a topic dear to your heart. How did you find out that the Obama administration may have been surveying you?
We've had calls from at least two reporters who claim they have multiple reliable sources. And so I can't tell you, you know, with certainty that they did this, but I'm concerned enough that two separate reporters have come up. I also know of one other senator who now has verification that he was spied upon. And so, yes, I am very concerned that it could happen, but I'm also concerned not just for my sake. I'm not too worried about my sake, but I'm worried about America in general, that millions of Americans could be caught up. I'm worried that they took someone like General Flynn, and whether you like him or don't like him, what they did was illegal, and they destroyed a man. And put that in the context of what Chuck Schumer said a couple weeks ago when he said, don't mess. He said, Trump needs to be warned not to mess with the CIA because they can tear you every six ways to Sunday. Whatever.
I opened my show with that quote. Believe me, I know it.
But when Schumer says this, you have to realize that in Congress, only eight people know anything up here about intelligence. And not, unfortunately, I'm not one of the eight that gets to know. But eight people know what's going on, and they're told only what the intelligence community chooses to tell them. The intelligence communities have enormous power. And if they can take down a General Flynn by listening to his phone calls and then finding out if he made a contradiction to someone and then hoisting him on his own petard, what can they do to an average person? What could they do to somebody that they decided to destroy? The power is alarming, and we have to get more congressional oversight of what's going on. And no American should have their name queried or searched in any kind of database without asking a judge for a warrant.
Senator Paul, should, in your opinion, a special prosecutor be appointed to investigate the possible surveillance crimes of the Obama administration?
You know, the thing is that this is why we probably need someone that we all can trust at the head of the FBI. These are normally investigations come from the FBI. They may be directed from the Department of Justice. Ultimate decision to indict comes from the Department of Justice. But the one thing about special prosecutors, these things go on for years and years and years. So I'm not real excited about them for any reason, even for something that I want to investigate, because you know, it depends on the personality. You get a personality of someone who wants to make a name for themselves, and it becomes more about them, you know, enriching or making themselves famous than it comes about the truth. I don't know. I'm not real excited about a special prosecutor, but I do want to get to the bottom of it. And I've written the White House, and I've written both Intelligence Committee. And my understanding is, I thought I might be stonewalled at first, but my understanding is I will get an answer. There's something called a Gates notification that if any member of Congress is listened to, they're supposed to have a record. But apparently, they don't, if it happens, they don't volunteer it to you. You have to go looking and hunting and ask the right question to get it. But to my mind, they shouldn't be listening at all. If a member of Congress, the examples I know were members of Congress talking to Prime Minister Netanyahu, and that was from a couple years ago. But member of Congress may have a different political position towards Israel than the president, and we shouldn't allow the president to listen in on those conversations. And I have a feeling that the Obama administration did politicize this stuff. I think I have no problem believing that Susan Rice was involved with unmasking people for political purposes. But to prove that, we need to get to the heart of the facts, and I'm all for pursuing it.
But pursuing it not with a special prosecutor. By which process, Senator Paul?
Well, I think that we do it through trying to get the information from the intelligence committees and from the White House. The good news is that it's not like we're asking a Hillary Clinton White House to investigate a President Obama White House. You have a White House right now where one of their people has already been destroyed by the intelligence community. I think they have every the incentives line up for them to find the truth. If you weren't able to do that and you were in control of Congress but not the White House, you might argue that the only way you'll find the truth is with an investigator. But really, Congress does have means of doing this. The members of the Intelligence Committee have enormous power if they're willing to use it in an investigation. And there are some good people on the committees, and I'm hoping that they will want to find the truth. And I think we have to try through those means before we go to any other step.
Well, I hear you. And Senator Paul, you, of course, being targeted is such an embarrassment if it turns out that they were. I'd like to conclude your appearance on this show with one statement. The left was even screaming that Obama had created the largest surveillance state in the history of the world. That is what he did. Why is there no such outrage about that? That's the issue. Senator Paul, thank you so much.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
What should happen now, what must happen now, is that Mr. Rosenstein appoints a special prosecutor to oversee this investigation.
And now the FBI director, in the middle of an investigation into the Trump ties with Russia, gets fired in a most unusual manner. There's a pattern here. There's more to come, and we need a special prosecutor.
I think, given what's happened in the last 24 hours, in addition to what we're doing, there does need to be a special prosecutor or a special counsel to lead this investigation.
I think the facts are certainly ripe for the appointment of a special prosecutor.
A special prosecutor must be appointed to supervise the FBI and, in effect, supplant the FBI director in conducting that investigation, or an independent counsel by statute.
I want to renew my call to have a special prosecutor appointed to oversee the Russia investigation.
I would like a special prosecutor appointed as well to investigate the allegations of insider trading and insider deals by Dianne Feinstein. Welcome to the show. There's not going to be a special prosecutor. They have the power within the Congress and the Senate to investigate on their own, and they know it, and there's nothing there. And as I pointed out numerous times in Trump's war, and I read to you on the air, even at the height of this insanity, right after the election, they never implied that Russia changed a single vote one way or the other. The whole thing is a tempest in a teapot. It is meant to damage Trump and destroy his agenda. And that's the most important point today, which is the agenda, agenda, agenda. And my job is certainly not to be an apologist for Donald Trump, but to be a savior of our agenda of borders, language, and culture. This is about more than our president. Those of us who love America, those of us who voted for our national sovereignty, those of us who want our borders secured and our culture secured and our language secured, must come up with a cogent plan to save the presidency, or we're going to lose the agenda. He will not be able to get any of his agenda items through Congress unless we come up with a plan right now. I'm going to ask you, the audience, again, the smartest audience in the radio business, what would you recommend be done today, right now, to save this situation? As I pointed out in the first hour, Comey is a total incompetent. He is not the Eagle Scout that they're making him out to be. As I said to you before, they wanted him fired. Now they want him on a pedestal. First, Schumer and Harry Reid at the time wanted him gone. Every name under the sun against Comey. But Comey screwed up big time. Boston Marathon bombing, he had it in his hands, blew it. Fort Hood massacre, possession of emails by Nidal Hassan, the Muslim, who killed 31 and injured 13. Could have been stopped. Comey wouldn't act. They're all there for you to see. I read them all in the first hour. It's astounding that Comey was not thrown out years ago. But then again, he was a useful tool of Mr. Hussein Obama. What would you recommend Trump do? What would you recommend right now? I'll tell you what I'd recommend. I said it in the first hour. I think Trump, who started today by saying Comey was not doing a good job, is not doing himself a favor. I mean, it's okay, but it's not strong enough. I think he needs to step back and let the president's men do the job. The more he gets defensive, the worse it looks. He cannot do this himself. He needs his minions to do it. Oddly, he was joined by Henry Kissinger, which to me is neither here nor there. for a number of reasons. I don't know what he's doing with Henry Kissinger all of a sudden. I happen to remember what Henry Kissinger did to the U.S. Military during the Vietnam War. Wasn't very happy then. Not sure about him right now. I'm not sure that old Hank can be trusted. I would say to Mr. Trump, if you get this message, go softly with old Hank. You never know which way he's going to go. He's always thinking of himself. What would you say? KBET Las Vegas. Jeff, what's your recommendation to Donald Trump, who is going to hear this show?
Hi, Doctor. I find it to be very complacent. And I think that his handlers around him are pretty weak. And I think he needs to load their lips. I think they're loading his lips. And this isn't the guy that, you know, I know of and heard of. My father did a lot of legal work for Fred Trump and later on for Donald Trump. And I remember my father telling me that Donald was brilliant. This is the only time I heard my father say that. And it holds weight with me because my father was admitted to Harvard when he was 16 years old. And he's not being himself. He's being held back.
Well, let me ask you, Jeff, you're saying Trump's not being strong enough in the counterattack?
I don't like the way he does counter right now. I think that it could be done a lot better. It should be done through the people surrounding him.
So you agree with me that it's all the president's men who should be counterattacking, not him?
Absolutely. They should be protecting him, and they should be...
Right. You know, I'm probably the best advisor Trump could have. I'm just not available. I'm a talk show host and a writer. I don't think he's being advised very well. I think he's got to stop tweeting, and I think he's got to stop defending himself, and he better put the Roy Cohns out there. I don't think he has one. Who is Trump's Roy Cohn? There is none.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And, you know, his circle is very limited. I'm not sure that all of them are loyal to him.
Uh-huh.
And he has the ability and the brains to load their lips and take them in a direction that they need to be going instead of him, tweeting, you know, in the middle of the night. It's to a point that it's ridiculous. He needs to get a handle on it. And I think what it is, he's still getting his sea legs in a position that, you know, is new to everybody that gets into it. And certainly somebody coming from... a business background.
Jeff, I can hear in your accent, even though you're calling from Las Vegas, you're from New York, correct?
Yes, not far from New York.
Yeah, you know, it takes one to know one.
Yes,
okay, and I'm asking that for a reason, because there's a certain culture in New York, and what I said in the first hour, that there was something personal going on between Comey and Trump, and this started to look like a street fight in Queens rather than a smart diplomatic political move. Do you agree with that observation?
Absolutely. As soon as I heard that Comey fell, it's exactly what I thought.
No, but it was the way Trump did it. He didn't even call him in. He didn't discuss it with him. He didn't give him a note. Comey said he learned about it on television while appearing in Los Angeles, giving a talk to other FBI agents. Why do you think Trump added insult to injury in dismissing him in such a cavalier manner?
I think because he's angry, but he's not directing it towards his people, not the anger. He needs to load these people's lips. That's their job. He should be protecting himself, and they need to protect him, and he needs to load their lips.
Well, who is that? He's going to go to who, Sean Spicer? Who's going to represent him? Who does he really have who has the horsepower and brains to stand up to this crew of Marx's jackals?
I'll tell you, the only two people that I recognize that has any capacity close to that is Tillerson and Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, Tillerson something. When Tillerson walked out today with Lavrov, I said, oh, my God, these guys are like Vikings walking out on the stage. Did you see them today?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. They walked out. They were true alpha males, true macho alpha males. And one of the dumb reporters yells out, in the most undignified manner, thinking she's making a name for herself. She's so past the ability to do that. She lost her name before she even found a name. She screams out to the Russian ambassador something about, well, then you think that the firing had anything to do with him meddling in the election? And Lavrov turns and looks at her and says, was he fired? You got to hand it to those Russians. They sure have a way with the press. They know how to deal with these Lilliputians.
Absolutely.
Well, my friend, I don't know how you survive out there in the desert, but I guess there are reasons for everything.
Well, occasionally I'll go up to, I used to go to San Francisco, but it turned into a toilet. So now I go to San Diego or into L.A. and visit the beach and talk.
But your father, I'm not going to dwell, and nor would you tell us. You said your father did legal work as a lawyer, went to Harvard at 16 for Donald Trump's father, Fred?
Yes, originally for Fred Trump, and then he handled some matters for Donald Trump.
And his opinion was that Donald is brilliant, that he's not the dummy they try to make him out to be, right?
This man is no dummy. And
That's very important, because the Lilliputians are trying to make it look as though he is.
Sir, it is the exact opposite. I am telling you.
Well, I spent 90 minutes with him, you know, having ice cream and dessert in Mar-a-Lago. And believe me, although we chatted about, I would say, insignificant things, I saw how fast his mind was. And he has a great sense of humor, incidentally. But the issue is not Donald Trump right now. The issue is saving the agenda of the presidency. That's what's really being attacked here. It's not to bring down Trump per se. It's to bring down the agenda. They desperately want a Macron in this country. In other words, they don't want a nationally sovereign nation. They don't want defined borders. They want open borders. They don't want a language that is cohesive called English. And they spit on our culture. And that is what we're fighting for.
Absolutely, doctor. They want an animal farm. That's what they're looking for.
My friend, I can tell you that many people have underestimated you in your life. I can tell you that over and over again. Because I as a person with a heavy New York accent, have been dismissed all my life by far, far less intelligent men than you could imagine. What they like to do is typecast people by their accent, thinking you're stupid because you may sound like you're not as classy as you should be. They really ought to listen a little more carefully to you and to me. But I'm sending you a copy of Trump's War is Battle for America, because everything right now is the agenda, the agenda, the agenda. This is the Savage Nation. If you want to join and come up with something that's of any value and get written up, in the article that's going to be written as the show is over, Art Moore of WorldNet Daily is going to write it up, and we're going to send it out to the media. And the headline's simple: How to Save Our Agenda and the Presidency, by Michael Savage. Right? Why don't you join us by calling 855-407-2822.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Gentlemen, I want to tell you something. You know, the last caller, if you just heard him to begin with, you might have said, he's got nothing to say. But when you let people talk, sometimes you learn things. And we learned a lot listening to that caller from Las Vegas. And I hope that if Art Moore is listening to this show, that he summarizes that call and puts it into the article, because there were some very good pointers here. He used some phrases that I had never heard, like he's got to put words in the mouths of his, you know, underlings. He even said it better than me. But I want to add something to that right now on the show, what Trump needs to do to save our agenda. Because at this point, it's not about Trump. It's about our agenda, isn't it? That's why I backed him for a year. I'm not here as an apologist for Trump. I'm here as a defender of the agenda that Trump has been trying to enact, mildly in some cases, obviously, but better than we would have had she won. And one of these things that I'd recommend Donald Trump consider very strongly is that he's no longer a powerful business titan. He is no longer running a family business. He can no longer run the country like the businesses he's been running. He must move outside of the family, and he must move outside of the family model and become far bigger than that. It's okay to be a billionaire worth $10 billion, but if you have no experience running government and you run it like it's a business, mistakes such as these are going to happen. What I mean by that is firing an FBI director, which was rational from the point of view of the fact that he was an incompetent FBI director, and doing it at the wrong time and in the wrong way, is an example of what he must have done when he was a businessman. Meaning he just fires someone, and to embarrass them, he wouldn't even let them know they were fired. This goes on, by the way, in corporate America every day of the week. How many poor men and women go to work in a major corporation and find a cardboard box sitting in the lobby and their cards no longer work? It happens every day of the week. It's the way it's done to humiliate somebody. And as I said, there's something personal. It's a street fight. Comey versus Trump. Two guys punching each other in the nose, and he just knocked him out. He knocked Comey out. He finally said, you know what? Go to hell. I'm the president. You're just a damn cop. Forget about it. Don't try to become the president. You were never elected. And he threw him out, and he embarrassed him. He made it very personal. Shouldn't have done it. Could have been done another way. And that's what I mean by it's no longer a business deal. It's no longer a powerful businessman doing what the hell he wants, screaming at people, firing people. You know, it doesn't work at the highest level because you got too many people leaking. So what has to happen is he needs to pull himself back. He needs to use his big brain in a different way. And that different way is a much different way than a family business. Speaking of family, I'm sorry to say he should stop relying so much upon his family for advice. It may work in a business. It may work in interpersonal relations. But it may not work with your base, which did not elect your family. We elected you. And we elected you because you expressed our views. We did not elect the liberal Manhattan views of some of your family members. God bless them. I have children. I listen to them. But I'm not them. I'm me. You have to be yourself. And so those are some of the things that need to come out. How do we save our agenda and the presidency? What would you recommend be done to save our borders, language, and culture? Because that is what is at stake on the Savage Nation. And by the way, if you missed the interview with Senator Rand Paul from the end of last hour, I highly recommend you try to catch it. And I don't think you can, because all the bootleg sites have been closed down. The only way to get my show streaming now legally is through the Savage Premium site. You have to pay $1 a month or something. You know, I've never talked about it, but there's a streaming site now run by the company that syndicates me because they want to control what they own and not give it away for nothing. It's a tough business. It's a business, okay? It is not a public service. Saving our agenda and the presidency, what would you recommend be done to save our borders, language, and culture? We'll talk about that and other things right here on the Savage Nation when I return, including the hypocrisy of Bernie Sanders, because we caught him on tape calling for the resignation of Comey not too long ago. Oh, yes. That's right. Bernie Sanders wanted Comey gone. We have the tape. You'll hear it right here on the Amphitheater of the Mind, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Well, Mother's Day. It's this weekend, and there's still time to send her Shari's berries. You know I love them. Huge, freshly dipped strawberries. They start at just $19.99, plus shipping. You can double the berries for just $10 more, and you should do it. You pick your delivery date, and these berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious, so you're going to get your money back. I have sent dozens of Shari's berries to family and friends over the years. Nobody does anything but rave about them. These are not your typical gourmet dipped strawberries. They're going to impress and surprise any mom. They're huge. They're sweet. They're juicy. I can't wait to eat them myself. They're covered in chocolate, whatever you want to put on them. Shari's berries are an unexpected gift that will put a smile on any mom's face. Why don't you just go to this amazing berries deal at $19.99? Just go to berries.com. Click on the mic on the top right and use my code SAVAGE. That's BERRIES.com, code SAVAGE when you click on the mic. The amazing deal won't last long, and Mother's Day is this weekend. Be sure to order now, and be sure to order with my code. If you're going to buy them from anyone, and you love the show, go to berries.com, click on the mic, code SAVAGE. Now, I have a very big surprise for all of you that no one's found in the media, but my team is getting better by the day, even though we argue every day. We work so hard for this show. They dug something up that I don't think I've heard or seen anywhere else. Here is old Bernie Sanders, the alleged socialist. I think he's under investigation himself, by the way, the wife for the college deals. I believe
that there's no question that there could be something awry in the situation with the Sanders wife in Vermont, but have to look into this. There is no sense of wrongdoing, but there is definitely a situation that has to be looked into, and there is no reason to not appoint a special prosecutor to look into Bernie Sanders' wife and the mismanagement of the college that she was given to manage.
So here is Bernie Sanders then, as opposed to Bernie Sanders now.
I think that Comey acted in an outrageous way during the campaign. And, you know, it's no one can say that this was decisive and this was what elected Trump. But clearly his behavior during the campaign in terms of what he said in the week or two before the election was unacceptable. I think he should take a hard look at what he has done. And I think it would not be a bad thing for the American people if he did step down.
That's good. I like the New York accent. It's funny that because he's a Marxist, his accent is acceptable to the left. When I did it for 20 years, they hated me for it. They said it was low class. Just shows you how things work. All right, so they want a special prosecutor. They're not getting it. That's number one. There's no need for it. They can investigate all they want. They're going to find nothing. There's nothing there. Forget about it. If there was something there, we would have heard about it by now. And we haven't because there's nothing there. It's all to smear him. And, you know, look, I've studied the history of mankind on the earth. I've studied the Neanderthal past. And when I see Neanderthal behavior like this on the part of the Democrats, I have to look at the facts. Did Russia really hack the election? How many times do I have to tell you the same thing over and over and over again? A report came out in January, said that the cyber attacks, which were real, did not target or compromise any systems involved in vote tallying. But they did hack the DNC's email server, and they did provide the infamous Podesta emails to WikiLeaks. So even if Russia did what the illegitimate Democrats in the media are now saying that they did do, not a single vote for Hillary or Trump was added or subtracted. Page 237 of Trump's war against the deep state, and you could take that to the bank. What would your advice be to Donald Trump? Because I can guarantee you that once this article comes out tonight, it's going to be hot off the presses hours after the show. It's going up on WorldNet Daily, and I hope it's linked by someone. Because if it's linked on a big enough site, it will be seen by the president. By the way, I have to tell you a side note while you're listening to me so intently on this, because I know that you're listening intently on this. You know, I have a petition going that is going to go to the president to remove my name from the list of banned individuals who cannot enter the United Kingdom. It's a huge story. Do you know that I emailed, I shouldn't say who, maybe it'll embarrass him, not the president. Let's say someone very high up in the administration yesterday morning before the scandal broke, if you want to call it that. We now have 17,798 signatures on the petition urging President Trump and the United States State Department to demand Britain remove Michael Savage from his travel ban list. I said to this higher up individual in the administration, I believe I said the exact these words to this effect. I said, what do you want me to tell my listeners? And I said, do you want me to say anything? Or I said, do you want me to tell them that you're ignoring me? I said, don't you think you're going to need my audience at some point in the next few months for something? Do you think they're going to support you if you don't even answer me? No answer. Now, then, of course, I realize he was busy doing other things than worrying about an American being banned in Britain. I get that. And so, all right, let it go. So what I'm going to do with the petition is this. Trump's survival is more important than anything. The agenda is more important than anything. I'm going to ask you to join the other 18,000 people who signed this petition on MichaelSavage.com or WorldNet Daily. MichaelSavage.com. And what I want you to do is I'm going to hold off sending it to the president until the timing is right. Remember I said everything is timing? This is not the right time to present it, obviously, right? Just as his firing of Comey was timed wrong, timing is everything. Ask anybody in life who's been successful about timing. Or you could say in romance, marriage, raising children. Isn't timing important? Even if a child misbehaves, do you think you just jump down their throat just because you want to? You have to wait till the child is somewhat receptive, until the child's not going to be embarrassed by your outburst, or you'll make the child worse. So everything is timing. I'm going to wait. I can wait. I can wait. I've waited all these years since 2009. I'm going to wait until the right time. And at that time, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to present this petition myself. How's that? So go ahead and sign it, and then we'll see what happens. So getting back now to saving the agenda, I want to go to another point that I made that may have been lost in the shuffle of all of these exciting moments here on the program. There's only one major media player supporting Trump and attacking Comey, Rupert Murdoch, who owns the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal. And the only reason I saw this change, and I was wondering why there was all of a sudden last weekend a meeting between these two giants on the Intrepid Museum in New York City. I said, something's up. It's not just a, you know, it's not just a, I don't know, it's not just a PR stunt. They're talking about something. Well, I think it was about Comey. Looking back now, I think two titans got together and said, Comey's going. She says, well, why would Murdoch want Comey gone? Why? Murdoch is not my friend. He's not my enemy, but I know I'm blocked on Fox News by someone. It could be him. It could be his sons. I don't care anymore. What's more important is that you understand that I supported Murdoch in a few of my books in his dealings. But who was investigating News Corporation? Who was trying to bring News Corporation down? Who was trying to indict Murdoch? Who was trying to destroy this phenomenal enterprise? Again, Comey. So what happened was, is Comey took on people much bigger than him in business and in politics, and he got mashed up in the gears. Simple as that. You know, politics is pretty brutal. And don't mess with the Zohar. That's all I can say. And especially don't mess with two Zohars, because you're going to be caught up in the fishnet, and it's going to be like a one-way Sicilian fishing trip. All right, that's it for now. Did we play Sanders doing Sanders? Yes. Well, what else do we have for you? Play Harry Reid again, for those of you who don't remember. I love Harry Reid now. I mean, looking back, Harry Reid, you talk about timing. Many of the things that Harry Reid said were brilliant, but they were mistimed. If only Harry Reid were here to say now what you're about to hear, I'd say he's a genius. Let's hear it again.
As you have heard my voice, I am so disappointed in Comey. He has let the country down for partisan purposes, and that's why I called him the new J. Edgar Hoover, because I believe that.
Do you believe that Jim Comey should resign, Senator Reid?
Of course. Yes.
The guy was right. He was just, timing was off. You know, I mean, just wonderful. See, everything's timing, as I said to you earlier. So I wish that he'd come back and say the same thing, but of course he'll say the opposite now. And, then we have the issue of Feinstein. If it wasn't embarrassing, it would be ludicrous. But her voice is unto itself, the Queen of Diamonds, calling for a special prosecutor. This is not the pot calling the kettle, you know what. This is corruption calling for a special prosecutor in a manner that's astounding. For years, there have been rumors and rumors and rumors about how she has enriched herself and her family through insider deals, steering contracts. I said rumors, no evidence, because there's no newspapers left in California. They have been crushed and taken over by the same machine. But nevertheless, you have to ask, how does a woman become so wealthy while in the U.S. Senate over such a long period of time, unless something, you know what I'm saying? It's the same all over the place. It's self-enriching, right? Now, who is this Attorney General Rosenstein? I looked him up. He's a Democrat now. He's the Assistant Attorney General Rosenstein. And he's now the big shot there. I got to find Rosenstein's background. Let's see old Rosenstein. Here he is. Rosenstein. Oh, we got the memo. Well, that'll be too much for you. Okay, you don't even know who he is. Rod J. Rosenstein is the deputy AG for the U.S. Department of Justice. And prior to this current appointment, he served as a U.S. attorney for the District of Maryland. Okay, fine. So he's a very ambitious, very intelligent lawyer who went into politics. If you watch the show Billions, you'll get the picture. And you'll get the picture of how honest most U.S. attorneys really are. They're all in it for themselves and for their own advancement. That's the way it's the way of the world. Everyone in the talk radio business is in it for themselves. And what do you think we're in it for? No. Everyone's in it for, you know, okay. But the thing is, so now we hear about this famous Rosenstein memo to Jeff Sessions about Comey. Guys, how did you find this? Who sent this to me? It's too long for me to read on the air. Who dug it up, Robert or Jim? No one knows. It was sent to me by a secret source. And what Rosenstein said to Jeff Sessions about Comey, I'll conclude with this last paragraph. Although the president has the power to remove an FBI director, the decision should not be taken lightly. I agree with the nearly unanimous opinion of former department officials. The way the director handled the conclusion of the email investigation was wrong. He wrote this, as a result, the FBI is unlikely to regain public and congressional trust until it has a director who understands the gravity of the mistakes and pledges never to repeat them. Having refused to admit his errors, the director cannot be expected to implement the necessary corrective actions. And as a result of this memo from Rosenstein, the assistant AG to Jeff Sessions, he was fired. And that's a very important thing for you to know. And also that Rosenstein is a lifetime Democrat, incidentally. Now, again, I want to go back to something else that's super, super important, which are the 10 major FBI scandals under Comey's watch. They were originally put together by Grabian News. I was astounded how well they did this and how quickly they did it. And I embroidered on it with additional information, material, and commentary, which I did in the hours before the show. But you should know that from the Boston Marathon to Nidal Hassan, the Fort Hood massacre, to the scandal of the terrorists, Muslim terrorists, who massacred 49 and wounded 53 at the gay nightclub in Orlando. Did you know that the mastermind of that so-called Omar Mateen, do you know he had been investigated by Mr. Comey's FBI? And Mr. Comey's FBI refused to press charges and close its case, and as a result, the massacre occurred? Did you know that CBS recently reported that when two terrorists sought to kill Americans attending the Draw Muhammad event in Garland, Texas, what is his name? Comey's FBI not only had an understanding an attack was coming, but actually had an undercover agent traveling with the Islamist named Elton Simpson, and Nadir Soufi. The FBI has refused to comment on why the agent on the scene did not intervene during the attack. Are you listening to me? I mean, come on, this is important stuff. This is the stuff that you should be talking about, is that why Comey's FBI didn't stop these Muslim terrorists, even though they were tracking them. That's the scandal, Diane. That's what you should be applying a special prosecutor for, is why didn't Comey's FBI stop them when they knew they were going to do it. Now you've got the rest of the story. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. I should be playing on this show every day, Yakety Yak. Every time a Democrat talks, we should play Yakety Yak. They should just go take out the garbage and the trash. That's what we ought to be doing. Now I'm going to go to the burlesque for a moment. You know, it's a personal show. As brilliant as I can be, I can also be comedic in the political arena, which has saved my life and probably saved your brain. I have in front of me on my desk Miralax, magnesium citrate oral solution, low-calorie G2, the Crystal Light. Those of you who've been through it know why I'm mentioning this. Because on Friday, I have the kielbasa, known as the colonoscopy, which I hate. I had it once years ago, but my mother, may she rest in peace, happened to have, okay? Because of that, I don't want to, so I got to, you know, so I'm going to do it Friday, but I have to do Thursday as the prep day. Now, those of you who've been through the prep day know it's a nightmare. You got to take this stuff and purge yourself of all of the good stuff you've eaten for the last number of years, down to the last minuscule fiber from a peanut. I'm not looking forward to tomorrow, but I'm dying to be on the air. So what I'm going to do is we're going to have a fill-in host. I'm going to be listening and breaking his neck. I'm going to call in from time to time, and if there's any breaking news, I'll be on the show in between the magnesium citrate and the Miralax. On this, it's terrible. This is Life 101. I'm not one of these pancake makeup guys. I'm your friend. So I lay it out on the way it is. I mean, I give it to you the way it is, like what is happening. And in the next hour, we don't know what's liable to happen. There's another hour of this show. Yesterday, there was breaking news. Remember the end of the hour? We announced the Comey firing. Oh, I forgot to mention something else. There's more troops going somewhere. Did you hear about that one? Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's sending more somewhere. More coming. I'll tell you about it in the next hour. Oh, it's the Kurds. Oh, yeah. Trump approves direct arming of Kurds angering Turkey. Wait, and there's more next hour. Be here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. Did Russia really hack the election? I mean, that's the whole story here is. The mad men and the mad women are implying that Russia hacked the election and changed the votes. But I remember the whole story from the beginning. 5 days before the January 11th press conference and just 2 weeks before his inauguration, Donald Trump was presented with an intelligence report claiming Vladimir Putin had directed a cyber attack with the intention of influencing the U.S. election. The report said this, that the cyber attack did not target or compromise any systems involved in vote tallying, but did hack the DNC's email server and did provide the infamous Podesta emails to WikiLeaks. So even if Russia did what the Democrats and the media say they did, not a single vote for Hillary or Trump was added or subtracted. Page 237 of Trump's War. If you think it was just a throwaway book to buy a new Buick, you're mistaken. It was a book that is so pertinent right now that you better read it if you have it. But what major FBI scandals did this incompetent FBI director oversee? One, before he bombed the Boston Marathon, the FBI interviewed Tamerlan Sarnov, but let him go. Thank you, Comey. Russia sent the Obama administration a second warning about Sarnov. Did you hear that? Russia tried to protect Americans, you schmucks, you. But Comey opted against investigating Sarnov again. The Russians were our friends. Comey was doing it for what reason? Because Obama probably told him, don't go near him, he's a Muslim. Number two, shortly after the NSA scandal exploded in 2013, the FBI was exposed conducting its own data mining on innocent Americans. The FBI, Bloomberg reported, retains that material for decades. How do you like that? Do you remember the man named Nidal Hassan, the Fort Hood massacre? You forgot about it? You know he's not been executed yet? Do you know how many people he killed? Do you know that the FBI had possession of emails sent by Colonel Nidal Hassan saying he wanted to kill his fellow soldiers to protect the Taliban, but the FBI did not intervene? And many people argue that the tragedy that ended in the death of 31 Americans by this piece of garbage, Nidal Hassan, 31 Americans killed, including a pregnant soldier, at Fort Hood could have been prevented. During the Obama administration, the FBI claimed the two private jets were being used primarily for counterterrorism, when in fact they were mostly being used for Eric Holder and Robert Mueller's business and personal travel. When the FBI demanded that Apple create a backdoor, remember that? That would allow law enforcement agencies to unlock the cell phones of various suspects. Apple refused, and there was a huge battle between the feds and Apple. What's important about this incident is that Comey's management of the agency shows that the FBI may have jumped the gun in demanding the back door, because they were indeed ultimately able to crack the Muslim San Bernardino terrorists iPhone, and every other major national security figure then sided with Apple warning that such a crack would inevitably wind up in the wrong hands. Six, in 2015 under Comey, the FBI conducted a raid on a Texas political meeting, fingerprinting, photographing, and seizing phones from attendees. All they were meeting about was restoring Texas as an independent constitutional republic. Seven, again, the FBI's scandals, as put together by Grabbing a News and elaborated by myself, during its investigation into Hillary Clinton's mishandling of classified material, the Comey FBI made an unusual deal in which Clinton aides were both given immunity and allowed to destroy their laptops. How's that for collusion? How's that for an independent counsel, DiFi? Eight, the father of the radical Islamist who detonated a backpack bomb in New York City in 2016 alerted the FBI to his son's radicalization. But Comey's FBI cleared Ahmad Khan Rahami after a brief interview. Again, a Comey failure. See, it's times like this that I have to revert to my comedic sense of reality. You have to be comedic in the political arena or you'll go insane from this. This is playing out like a bad Jewish theater comedy from Charlie Chaplin's time. Let's see, they've painted the picture. You've got the villainous president with a long, long black mustache. You've got the honest media, all have halos. They're all so honest. You have the good cop, Comey, being attacked by the evil president. And then you have in the background of this Yiddish comedy an evil foreign power manipulating America from afar. The whole thing is absurd from the top to the bottom. Now, I'm not going to sit here as an apologist for Trump, but I'm not going to sit here and suddenly jump into the anti-Trump fire and suddenly say, you see, he's terrible, this and that. You got to be insane to do that. I'm going to ask you, this audience, the smartest audience in the radio business, the smartest by far, what would you recommend be done today to save our agenda? I have some of my own ideas, and here are some of them. For one, Comey is not the Eagle Scout that he has acted out in being. There are many, many failures surrounding his tenure as FBI director. He should have been fired for incompetence a long time ago. That's number one. Did you know that many of the terrorist attacks that occurred during the Obama years could have been stopped had the FBI acted upon information they had sitting on their desks? But there is a bigger issue, and that is, and this is a very important one, pay close attention to this. Who is Comey colluding with against Donald Trump? We keep hearing that Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians. There's no evidence to that effect. That's the left-wing talking points. Now, the whole issue really is, who amongst the Democrats was Comey colluding with, if any? Is there any evidence he was colluding with Schumer or the madwoman Maxine Waters or Dianne Feinstein? That's a joke unto itself. The Queen of Diamonds here in San Francisco calling for a special prosecutor to look into Trump and Russia. How about a special prosecutor to look into the fortune she's made while being on the Senate Intelligence Committee? Where's that special investigation, Diane? Now, of course, this whole issue of firing Comey so abruptly has triggered the left in a way they never expected. It was red meat for the left-wing lions. Write it down. This was not smart. It was done too abruptly without any planning. And by firing him indirectly, with Comey not even knowing he was fired, learning about it on television, what he did was add insult to injury, which means this firing was done for a very personal reason. There was something personal going on between Comey and Trump, and this looks more and more like a street fight in Queens rather than a smart diplomatic political move. But putting aside my political instincts, since I come from Queens, we have to ask ourselves about Comey's possible collusion with the Democrats, Schumer, Waters, and others. That wing of the Democrat Party that is so desperate to force the left-wing agenda down our throats. Was there any collusion between Comey and the Democrats, such as Schumer? Or, frankly, what evidence is there that Trump had any dealings with Russia that were illegal? Answer, none. What would you suggest that the president do right now to move this whole subject somewhere else? Kissinger is back in the Oval Office. That's an interesting one. I frankly don't know what to make of that. I'm not a fan of Henry Kissinger. He's the Metternich of our time, as it has been said, and a very brilliant, let us say, chess player. But I don't know which side he's really on. Do you? Does anyone know which side Kissinger is really on and whether Trump should even trust him? I'm not sure of that. Now, here's another one that no one's talked about so far as I know. I don't see it in any of their media reports. It's very obvious to me, though. There's only one major media player supporting Trump. Only one major media player supporting Donald Trump. And who is that? Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch owns the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal. Now, why is Murdoch so supportive of Trump all of a sudden and attacking Comey? Answer, Comey was going after Murdoch's News Corporation. I know you may have just missed that, but I miss nothing. I may be alone out here in San Francisco, but I see things that others don't because I don't talk to anybody else except one or two friends in the media by telephone. Here's a little something that has been missed. Remember Edward Snowden, the NSA leaker, who is currently living in exile in Russia? Are you ready for this one? Newsmax? Snowden. Snowden says, Comey tried to jail me, but firing him is wrong. Now he says it's wrong, eh? I guess he's trying to appeal to the Democrats to bring him back out of the cold. Edward Snowden says the FBI director has sought for years to jail me on account of my political activities. If I can oppose his firing, so can you. Well, he says then, this smells more and more like Watergate and stuff like that. But the fact of the matter is, Comey should have been fired right after the president was elected. The timing is wrong. There's nothing else wrong with the picture. But I got to go back to one of my main points, the personal issue. The personal issue was how it was done and how the abruptness of the firing looked like it was a very personal thing between Comey and Trump. As I said before, a street fight in Queens rather than a smart diplomatic political move. And I think it was a mistake to do this so publicly and without even telling Comey. But I think this can still be saved because it cannot be forgotten that the very same Democrats who are now rallying behind the FBI director who was fired hated him for months. We have the sound. Many blame him for Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's losing the election. Right? So, okay, they want it both ways, in other words. As the Soviets always ran their government, so do they. In fact, going back to the crazy James Carville, no one remembers him. He was the man who looked like he was hatched in an alligator's nest. He bizarrely suggested that Comey, House Republicans, and the KGB were in cahoots to elect Trump during an October 31st interview on MSNBC. I should remind you the KGB was disbanded during the collapse of the Soviet Union. A handful of Democratic lawmakers at the time called for the FBI director to resign or be fired. Harry Reid, this is not fake news, said Harry Reid. Intelligence officials are hiding connections to the Russian government. Here is your friend Harry Reid calling for the firing of Comey back then. Listen.
As you have heard my voice, I am so disappointed in Comey. He has let the country down for partisan purposes, and that's why I called in the new J. Edgar Hoover, because I believe that.
Do you believe that Jim Comey should resign, Senator Reid?
Of course. Yes.
Oh, where is he now? Where is Harry Reid now that we need him? And here's another interesting question. Di-Fi, one of the most scandalous senators in American history, is calling for a special investigator of Donald Trump. Why is Nancy Pelosi silent all of a sudden? That's an odd one. And here's another one. Remember Trump and Murdoch embraced on a ship this last weekend? That was a strange one. Because Murdoch was not a big fan of Trump during the election. He was supporting Hillary, so far as I know. But all of a sudden, Murdoch and Trump were together on the Intrepid, shaking hands and hugging. And now, of course, we read the New York Post supporting Trump and attacking Comey. That's odd. Well, why did Murdoch suddenly become such a friend of Trump and an enemy of Comey? Because he's a businessman, and Comey was investigating News Corp. Don't miss that one, all the girls with the shaking shoes will. You shouldn't. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or swissamerica.com. going to use today's program for one reason only, and that's to save our agenda and the presidency. Because what's at stake here is far more than just the presidency. Those of us who worked so hard and voted for Donald Trump didn't vote for him. We voted for the agenda of borders, language, and culture. And unless we put our minds together and we come up today on my show with a cogent plan to save the presidency, we're liable to lose this agenda forever. He will not be able to get any of his agenda items through Congress unless we defeat the enemies. You can say goodbye to the wall. You can say goodbye to lowering taxes. You can say goodbye to increased jobs. They will destroy everything. You can say goodbye to everything we voted for unless we can put our heads together and figure out what must be done by the Trump administration, by the way, to save the agenda and the presidency. What would you recommend be done to save our borders, language, and culture? Remember, this is bigger than Trump. This is about everything we've worked for our entire political lives. Never forget what's at stake. If you want the Marxist agenda to sweep you over, if you want total corruption again, go ahead and join the anti-Trumpers and buy their big lie. I want to now turn to something else, which is something that was written by someone entitled Investigating the FBI. And in this document written by someone entitled Investigating the FBI, it was written as late as January. Obama and his allies were also still fighting the election itself. They released news of a new investigation of the FBI for having told us what Hillary Clinton was actually doing. The fanatics in the media supported him. Right up to January 20th, it is written, they seemed to honestly believe they could undo the election and put Hillary in the White House instead of Donald Trump. And then this document contains the following. It says, are you ready? In the Russian hacking story, it's a foreign government that influenced the election. Huh. And then it's written, I don't know what Comey's motivations were. He may have been pro-Trump or anti-Clinton, or he may have just felt compelled to tell the truth, which would have the same results as being pro-Trump or anti-Clinton. At some point, he'll either be quietly cleared or very publicly thrown under the bus. How do you like that? How do you like that line? At some point, Comey will either be quietly cleared, it was written, or very publicly thrown under the bus. It doesn't really matter, it is written, because either way, the seed of doubt regarding Trump's legitimacy has been planted. That's the only reason for announcing the investigation or continuing to publicize it. The document I am referring to is the number one best-selling book in the New York Times, ignored by everybody in the media, except you, the listener, is entitled Trump's War is Battle for America, written by yours truly. I said at that time, being a far-seeing writer and thinker, that Comey will at some point either be quietly cleared or very publicly thrown under the bus. I'm asking you to put your head together, and I want the best calls on how to get out of this mess that the Democrats have created. We're going to lose this agenda. We'll be overrun by the Marxist agenda. A lot is at stake. This beehive has been unleashed. The beehive has been unleashed.
Savage.
Take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this. They are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking. Without the intelligence community, we wouldn't have discovered it.
Trump's war against the deep state. Did Russia really hack the election? The phony honey trap story, investigating the FBI. This is in, of course, my bestseller, Trump's War, which I'm going to hammer you over the head with until you open it and understand. It is intellectually very stimulating and very important that you read, because much of what is happening is written about in this important book, which was ahead of its time. And I need to quote again the Russia thing from you. Did Russia really hack the election? The cyber attack that was reported by Russia said that the cyber attacks did not target or compromise any systems involved in vote tallying, but did hack the DNC's email server and provide the infamous Podesta emails to WikiLeaks. So what's the big deal here? No one is alleging that even a single vote for Hillary or Trump was added or subtracted. It's nothing but smoke, smoke, smoke to create an imaginary fire in order to further undermine Donald Trump's administration, which means they're undermining the sovereignty of America. Once again, the Democrats are showing their true color, which is red, and they're undermining our agenda of borders, language, and culture. You know, you may not like Trump personally. You may not like Trump the man. You may not like that his family is, frankly, meddling too much in politics. But remember, he's all we've got, and he's our agenda. He represents our agenda. He's the captain of the football team. He is the general that we elected. And what is at stake here is far more than just his presidency. It is borders, language, and culture. And that's why I've been doing the show today. Remember the 10 scandals that Comey's FBI was involved in? And Comey is not the Elliot Ness that they're now making him out to be. Yes, it was done wrongly. But, my friends, there's a lot more at stake than the man. Now, there's some more sound that I have to get to you on the Savage Nation. If you want to call on what Trump should do, I'm waiting for your calls at 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. I have another suggestion for Mr. Trump. His team has done over 200 radio shows in the last few months. Not once has he or any of his minions been on this program. One man came on the show, Vice President Pence, came out of nowhere. That was odd, by the way. Why doesn't Donald Trump come back onto the Savage Nation? Why does he go on stupid shows like MSNBC or Fox and Friends? Why does he avoid the people who elected him? Who's advising him? Whoever it is who's advising him is the problem, not the solution. I'll tell you that right now. Now, of course, the left is elated. Red meat was thrown to them by this ill-timed act. And here comes Elizabeth Faux Cahontas, again going on the show place for stupidity, more snotty nonsense by commies, in clip 11.
Comey was not fired because of Hillary. Comey was fired because of the Russians. The timing makes this, I think, entirely clear. The fact that all during the campaign, Donald Trump kept citing Comey and using Comey. Once he was elected, he embraced Comey. And now to turn around months later and say, oh, yeah, that was just terrible. Nah, come on. There's nobody left in America who believes that Donald Trump fired James Comey in order to try, because James Comey was mean to Hillary Clinton.
No, he was fired because he's incompetent. The timing was wrong. Now, of course, you're lying again, Warren, just as you lied about many other things along your way. The fact of the matter is you all wanted Comey gone. Now you want him, you want us to believe? There's not a person left in America who believes Comey is competent. So that's the fact of reality, this thing with Russia, Russia, Russia. Again, I'll remind you that Maxine Waters, the most deceptive congresswoman of all of them, in my estimation, lied about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac when these organizations were going bankrupt. She is largely responsible for the $238 billion bailout of Freddie Mae and Mac with that guy, whoever his name was. I forgot. But the others on the left are excited. Here's Richard Blumenthal, one of the slimiest of all of them, the senator. I don't know who he is from Connecticut. Then there's Tim Kaine. This guy, if you put makeup on him, he would be Freddy the Clown from one of the horror movies. Here's Tim Kaine, again, piling on in clip 15.
This is a firing that is an attempt to obstruct the investigation into ties between Russia and the Trump campaign, and I'll tell you why I strongly believe that. There's a pattern. Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates went to the White House and said General Flynn was compromised by and lying about Russia, and then she was fired. When Flynn's ties with Russia were finally made available to the public, he got fired. Jeff Sessions was caught misleading the Senate judiciary.
When you had illegal aliens in your state vote because you rejected voter ID laws, you should have been investigated. You are in collusion with La Raza, Tim Kaine. It's how a man of your low caliber could rise to such a high status. It's through your collusion with the illegal alien mafia, in my opinion. There's a pattern here, and I think we need a special investigator on Tim Kaine's votes with illegal aliens in his own home state. That's number three. You know, what goes around comes around. They ought to understand we, the American people, are not just going to sit here and be rolled over simply because Rosie O'Donnell wants them to go. Now, here, finally, is a good one. Here is Mitch McConnell, the gobbler, who's shown no stomach whatsoever for fighting for our, let us say, our agenda, suddenly standing up, rejecting the call for a special prosecutor, as he should do. It's fabulous to listen to 18 now.
They're currently ongoing. The Senate Intelligence Committee's review of Russian active measures and intelligence activities and the FBI investigation disclosed by Director Comey. Today we'll no doubt hear calls for a new investigation, which could only serve to impede the current work being done to not only discover what the Russians may have done, also to let this body and the national security community develop countermeasures and warfighting doctrine to see that it doesn't occur again. Partisan calls should not delay the considerable work of Chairman Burr and Vice Chairman Warner. Too much is at stake.
Good for him. Finally, he has shown some guts. He goes on in C-SPAN at number 18. This is Mitch McConnell finally standing up for the right thing. Let's hear it.
Whatever one thinks of the manner in which Director James Comey handled the investigation into Secretary Clinton's unauthorized use of a private server and her mishandling of classified information, it is clear what our Democratic colleagues thought of it, both at that time and consistently thereafter. Last year, the current Democratic leader said it appeared to be an appalling act, one that he said goes against the tradition of prosecutors at every level of government. And the prior Democratic leader, when asked if James Comey should resign given his conduct of the investigation, he replied, of course, yes.
That was, he's referring to who? Senator Harry Reid. And we played that clip for you to listen to the hypocrisy that is going around. Now, unfortunately, the damage has already been done. I mean, let's be clear. Naive, I'm not. The latest Quinnipiac poll shows that Trump's approval has fallen to 36%. Not a good sign. Only 36% of Americans approve of Trump's performance according to the new Quinnipiac poll released today. Is that today, Wednesday? Yes. His disapproval rating was 58% amongst the 1,000 voters surveyed between Thursday and Tuesday. The new results compare to a 40 to 56% approval rating in an April 19th poll, which followed Trump's decision to unleash 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles on Syria in response to the false allegations that Assad and Russia used chemical weapons. So, yeah, not good. They're doing their damage. And, of course, there's a reason for it, because propaganda does work. And the propaganda right now is at a fever pitch. And we have to wait and see how this sorts out. When I left the radio station yesterday, one of the executives smiled at me and told me he was so glad to see me at KSFO. And he said to me, isn't an FBI director supposed to be independent from the presidency? I said, absolutely, should be, yes. Totally right. So the fact of the matter is, perception is reality. Going back to Marshall McLuhan, perception is reality. And so the reality doesn't matter what's going on here. I mean, what's going on here matters, but the perception is the reality right now. And the perception as a result of the vermin in the media, I should say, the distinguished journalists in the media, and, of course, the psychopathic, hysterical left is taking its toll on Donald Trump. And that's why this show has been devoted to who does he turn to? What does he do? What should he do if you were advising him? Because I don't think he's done the right thing yet. The tweeting? Stop it already. Not necessary. Get on the radio, Donald. Stop listening to those around you who tell you don't need us. You need us now more than ever. You need to get on this show and other shows and tell America what's what. You have to take on the liberal lies. You have to take on the villains of the left, and you need to do it with the people who elected you. Don't forget the deplorables. They know that you have neglected them. You need the deplorables who voted for you. That's my opinion. We have a caller from WABC, Gaheen, line 8. Go ahead, please. What do you...
I'm calling because we have to put the deplorables back in the fight. I volunteered for a year and a half on behalf of Trump here in New York City, and right now he's surrounding himself with elitists who are completely out of touch and are misleading him.
So you believe that the problems he is having right now is because his family circle, his little tiny family circle, is not advising him correctly?
Yes, I believe that, and I think they're great people, but they can't help themselves. They were born in the ivory tower. I went to Trump Tower days and days on the volunteer route. You never saw them. No one ever came. That we did all this incredible work for them, and there was just very little payback from upstairs. And no one expected it, but they are out of touch. They are not.
So you feel you sound like you were a pretty high up campaign worker, were you?
Volunteer. I was a volunteer for a year and a half.
Well, how did you get into Trump Tower? You must have been pretty high up in the food chain of volunteers.
If you applied like anything else, and there was a vetting, and then when you were accepted, you would go in and start becoming a volunteer.
So how do you feel today after the revelations of yesterday? What are you feeling?
Well, I think it's great that Comey's gone, but I think your points that you've been making the whole afternoon are very telling. That it's all being handled. Like, why isn't he out opening a new factory? Why isn't he out at the pipelines? Why isn't he in the inner city where they're murdering each other? That's the agenda. The agenda isn't the swamp.
That's interesting, because the swamp now engulfed him. He was going to drain the swamp, and it looks like it's now up to his neck. He's up to his neck in the muddy water.
Got to get out of the swamp. I mean, they're
going to drown him if he doesn't stop. If he doesn't stop listening to the inner circle that's now misadvising him, he is liable to drown in the swamp. He's got to get out there. He's got to go back to the deplorables. He's got to go to the factories, as you just said. And he's got to talk to people on the radio that put him where he is. I'm absolutely adamant that he's got to do this. And by the way, again, Gahan, I hope that if Art Moore of World Net Daily is listening, he catches your call, even though it came at the last minutes of this third hour, because the article that's going to be written right after this show will be posted. And once it's posted, we're going to try to get it linked up on the biggest sites in the world, because we are desperate, desperate to get the message out of the hypocrisy of the left, number one. And how the left, who wanted Comey gone, now loves Comey. Of course, it's all politics. We understand that. But we want to save our agenda and the presidency. We don't have to love Donald Trump. We don't have to like Donald Trump. We don't have to like his manners to understand that he is the captain of the football team. He is the general of our agenda. And we've got to do everything we can now. And we need to, I think, help him in any way we can. Or else we're going to wind up with, God forbid, Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or somebody even worse than them taking us down the road of internationalism. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Asking you all day today on this program, what would you do if you could recommend to the president what he should do to save our agenda? And again, you don't have to like Donald Trump. I do personally like him. And you don't have to like his style. I personally do like his style. But you don't have to. You can hold your nose and understand he represents our agenda. And what's at stake here is far more than just the presidency. If you want 90% taxes, if you'd like no border whatsoever, if you'd like a polyglot of languages rather than a restoration of English as the central language of our nation and our nation's founding, if you'd like some reference to our culture, I'm telling you to stand up and fight right now. And that means thinking about this. And don't fall for the malarkey of the Charlie Chaplin escapades that we're seeing right now. But what would you recommend that Donald Trump do tomorrow to stop this? And I'm asking the listeners because these are the people who are important. Christy on KSFO, you may have the last word. Go ahead, please.
He just needs to keep his push in the White House. I took him at his word when he said Obama was taking too many vacations, golfing too much. I don't know how many millions of dollars and hours have been spent flying back and forth to Florida and on the golf course. But these first 18, 20 months are critical, and he needs to buckle down. He needs to be the serious person that I think a lot of us believe and know that he can be. And him flaunting around in dinners and everything is not putting his...
Very interesting. Very interesting. You're very sober in your estimation. In my show today, I tried to say that it's about saving our agenda and the presidency. Are you satisfied with this program today?
I am.
I mean, did you feel I was too much of an apologist for Donald Trump? Because I was not.
No, not at all.
All right. Well, that's what's at stake here. It's the agenda, not the president. Even though they're intertwined, never forget that. And don't lose the faith, baby, as they used to say in the 60s. Don't lose the faith, baby. Don't let illegitimi get you down. Illegitimi non caberundum.
Savage.